This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, whether you're new or been here many, many, many times, the red carpet is rolled out for all of you. My name's Kate Delaney. Let me tell you, there's a lot happening in the world of travel. You had an airport that was evacuated after a bomb threat. You had a woman who had to be duct taped to a seat after trying to open an airplane door. Insanity. And then, speaking of travel, you had Richard Branson, the billionaire, who went into space and could not believe what it felt like. I guess it's what he expected. For 17 years, he talked about doing it, and they made it happen. So Richard Branson, that's where we start. Into space. Hurtled is the word I keep saying. He jumped into his own winged rocket ship. He's almost 71 years old. He turned 71 this week. He and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude of about 53 miles over the New Mexico desert, enough to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness, witness the curvature of the Earth, and then glide safely back to a runway landing. He described it, I love this word, he said the whole thing, it was just magical. Just a brief up-down flight, and the space portion took only about 15 minutes, or as somebody compared it to, and I love this comparison, I think it was someone from the AP, as long as Alan Shepard's first U.S. space flight in 1961. So pretty splashy, and they're just going to start taking paying customers on joyrides starting next year. So Branson becomes the first person to blast off in his own spaceship, beating Jeff Bezos by 9 days. He also became only the second man in his 70s to go into space, astronaut John Glenn, who I interviewed. He was an awesome guy. Flew on the shuttle at age 77 in 1998. Bezos sent a congratulatory note or email or text to Branson saying, can't wait to join the club. There was about 500 people watching. Of course, his family was there. People jumped into the air and cheered as the rocket plane touched down. Branson pumped his fist into the air as he stepped onto the runway, and just pretty cool. I mean, look, the guy's flamboyant. He's an entrepreneur. He's a billionaire. He said he was going to do this, and he made it happen, and this is a good test. To sign up, they already have 600 reservations of future space tourists. Tickets cost $250,000 a piece. And that's Virgin Galactic. Then you're going to have the whole Jeff Bezos thing happening. Pretty cool. I don't know. I think it's cool. Why not? A different point of view. If you have the money and you can do it, good thing, right? I mean, I'm reading these criticisms of it, and I'm like, who cares? Why are we criticizing that? I don't understand. If he can afford to do it, you know, let him do it. All right, the condo collapsed. Now 90 plus people bodies have been recovered, and the one a bright moment, I suppose, is the black cat that was wandering around the area. And this black cat was a cat that was found at the site that had been someone's pet in the condo. So this is kind of the adopted cat of the rescue workers / recovery workers now, because, you know, you've had hundreds of people that have worked insane, crazy hours just really hoping they were going to find survivors. But it's been now 18 days, and at least they're finding the bodies so they can identify them and put people's minds to rest, and they have somebody to bury. And you know, what is the cost of that? And emotionally, it's got to be really, really tough, not just for the families, of course, but also for the workers that are on that giant pile, that pancaked pile, as it's described, because that's what you see. You see a giant pancake. Yeah. All right, Fort Lauderdale Airport. If any of you are traveling, and more people are traveling, there was this happened over the weekend. There was a 74-year-old man, they say. He claimed he had a bomb in his possession during dispute at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport ticket counter, which prompted them then to evacuate three terminals while they investigated it. This happened Saturday at around 8:30 a.m. He got in a heated verbal dispute with somebody at the counter, and when he walked away with the counter without his carry-on luggage, the employee told him he needed to take his luggage with him. That's when he said, "There's a bomb in the bag." And so this guy, Weigel Rosen is his name, is who they picked up. He was the one who said that. And they have to take it serious. What are they going to do? So you had people that were waiting for flights or people that were headed there. They were stuck in traffic for hours and things were at a standstill. I mean, it's a pretty popular airport. It's a popular destination, but you can't take that lightly. So if there's a threat, you got to take it as credible. Then there was this crazy story of this woman who, and the video came out, and so now what's happened is American Airlines has verified, yeah, that's true. It was a two-hour flight July 6th from Dallas-Fort Worth to Charlotte, North Carolina. It was delayed 3 hours before it finally went off at midnight, but about an hour into the trip, it became chaotic. Flight attendants began turning on the lights around 1:30 a.m. There were flight attendants running up and down the aisles frantically. They were whispering, apparently, to each other. The plane's crew started locking bathrooms, grabbing bags from overhead bins, wouldn't say what was happening. It was just chaotic. The pilots spoke over the intercom, asking people to stay in their seats and referencing a bad situation in the plane. Just as the plane was about to land, a flight attendant who sat near a group that was wondering what's going on explained that they had an apparent mental issue, that they had an outburst, and it was somebody who had the urge to get off the plane. She said, "I need to get off the plane." She went up to the exits and started banging on the doors. "You need to let me off the plane. You need to let me off the plane." So all five flight attendants subdued her, and they used duct tape because they didn't know what else to do. So they duct taped her mouth. They duct taped her to the seat. And then, you know, they took her off the plane. Because, of course, what could possibly happen? I mean, so emergency personnel met the flight on the ground in Charlotte. They took her to the hospital and they placed her on American's internal no-fly list pending an investigation. So, really wild things are happening on planes. I mean, there's no question that some airline passengers are out of control, and that they've had 3,300 reports of unruly behavior so far. I mean, in January, you already had a zero tolerance policy against passengers misbehaving, and they've had massive fines that have been leveled at people. They had the single biggest fine, $21,000 plus, against a man on a Frontier Airlines flight between Nashville and Orlando. After tucking into his own private supply of alcohol, he fought with the flight attendant and passengers, and after being asked to wear a face mask, even hitting the person next to him on the head. So, yeah, it is pretty crazy. It's, in fact, that's why the clampdown, that's why the no alcohol for a certain amount of time until they bring it back on several of these airlines, because they see what's happening and they don't want to fan the flame.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Nothing says back to school like shopping for new book bags, laptops, outfits, and classroom essentials. Amazon makes shopping convenient for students, parents, and educators gearing up to head back to class. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college storefronts this year, offering the widest selection, low prices, and free shipping on millions of items. Whether students are heading off to their first day of preschool or final semester of college, Amazon serves as a one-stop shop with everything customers need to get ready for school, including the latest fall fashions, dorm room decor, must-have supplies, and more. Plus, college students can sign up for a 6-month trial of Prime Student for access to the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon, plus exclusive offers just for college students. Get your school list ready and start shopping today at Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college.
Time for a little odds and ends with a little man cave at the top of this. How about what happened with Ewan McGregor? I keep thinking of him and those liquor commercials that I see him on. You need me is what Conor McGregor is saying. He sent a defiant message in his first social media post since being really smashed at the UFC octagon with a broken leg. He said, you need me because people like me. He vowed to fight on despite breaking his leg in defeat to Dustin Poirier. And the Irish superstar now has lost 3 of his last 4 bouts. And now he's got to wait for surgery after being carried off on a stretcher with these horrific injuries. You know, what did Dustin say? He said, look, I beat the guy. You know, I beat him. So that's it. So McGregor got kind of a mixed reception on Instagram after he posted, you need people like me. Some people, you know, cheered him on, heal up, champ, that kind of thing. But it was pretty gruesome, the conclusion. I mean, a horrific ankle and leg injury. He lost, you know, his trilogy fight with Dustin, and that's it. So for those of you who are fans, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you probably have seen him in his television commercials. And he was something, but maybe he's lost a step. Ooh. Or maybe he's just having a bad run. Or maybe Dustin just has his number. All right, speaking of having their number right, how about the Joker? Novak Djokovic once again wins at Wimby. That's number 20 for him. You've heard his voice on the show before. In the past, I've talked to him with a group of other reporters, of course, but he is on a wild run. I mean, this is a guy in his mid-30s who still has enough stuff in him. You wonder if he's going to beat all these other records that are out there. He's pretty close by getting number 20. You know, he's eyeballing some other greats' records, and you know, you gotta tip your cap to that. I mean, this is his third consecutive championship at the All England Club, and for a lot of the people, you Brits that are listening, you know how tough it is, or anyone else, to play on the grass. And he adds what he did there to 9 titles at the Aussie Open, 3 at the U.S. Open, 2 at the French Open. So he's pretty close to some really big records. Roger Federer, I love this. Roger Federer put out, "Congrats, Novak, on your 20th major. I'm proud to have the opportunity to play in a special era of tennis champions. Wonderful performance. Well done." And that's a classy guy, Roger Federer. So how about him? I mean, you know, he's unbelievable. He just forces his opponent to work so hard to win every point, let alone any kind of a set, a game, a whatever, a match. And he did it again. I mean, he just was incredible. You know, what can you say? That's all you can say. He was incredible. All right, and speaking of incredible, this is worth mentioning too. The women's champion is Ashley Barty. And Ashley Barty is somebody that that you Aussie certainly know. She's got a lot of spunk. You know, she's 25 years old, and she's won a handful of singles titles, and she won Wimbledon. So good for her for taking home the prize. She looks so happy. She just looks like brilliant smile that makes you think, I like cheering for her. I mean, just end to end. All right, so there's more we could talk about sports-wise, but as I said, this is just a mini, this is odds and ends, so it's kind of like a mini man cave, if you will. I'm going to say this one, the big question mark is Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He's having fun in the off season. He won the match, you know, the golf match. And with that now in the rearview mirror, when you got training camp coming up, more drama is starting to build. He has said in the last couple of weeks that he will make a decision in a couple of weeks. I'm going to get back to working out and figure things out in a couple of weeks. That's a specific quote. I mean, he's dodging the question about his future. Now with the Packers refusing to trade him in training camp almost here, he's saying a couple of weeks. July 28th is when Green Bay kicks off its training camp. Players have to be there for the mandatory practices. For every day he misses, he's fined $50,000 by the Packers, and they can't be revoked, those penalties, no matter what. So he's the MVP of the league. He's a 37-year-old quarterback. And he's got the cards. I mean, the Packers actually hold a lot of the cards, but they can't force him to play. And would he forfeit, how much would he forfeit? If he sits out the 2021 season, he would forfeit $30 million in salary and bonuses. But I don't know. He made it clear. I mean, Green Bay made it clear to every NFL team that asked about a trade that it wouldn't be discussed this year. So ultimately, it's up to Rodgers as to what he decides to do. I mean, one last Super Bowl with the teammates he likes and coaches he enjoys working with, even if he's not thrilled about the GM, or no, he doesn't want to do it. And you know, it's his choice to make, but it's, everybody is speculating. Everybody that's into football anyway, or they're speculating about what he is going to do. And I have a lot of great sources on this, and I don't really have a great feel for it. I just really don't. All right, just to recap a couple of things that I think are pretty interesting, and one of them I haven't even mentioned yet is Pope Francis. He had surgery, so he made his first appearance in a while. His first public appearance since major intestinal surgery last week, greeting people. He stood for 10 minutes on a hospital balcony, and he's 84, but he's on the mend, the Vatican says. He had July 4th, he had surgery to remove a portion of his colon that narrowed because it was inflamed. They haven't said when he's going to be released from the hospital or not. I mentioned the horrible thing about the condo you know, collapse in Surfside. It's week, or it's day 18, and it's going to be at least a couple of weeks, they say, until everything's through, meaning they're trying to find as many people as they can, recover as many bodies as they can, and give that closure. And plus, do that. You know, you've got families of condo victims that have really bonded together because they're waiting for word. And there's the Seaview Hotel has become sort of this refuge, kind of a space of hope, sorrow, whatever, grieving families, at least comforting each other. And twice a day, every day for more than 2 weeks, relatives of the people who died and those missing have been there to hear what the latest is. And it's a huge tragedy, but at least the people coming together can help support each other. And there's been more stories about that, what the family briefings are like, because there's heavy security and there's checkpoints so that they have privacy, and you know, the families are sitting or standing together waiting for news. I mean, this is really the only humane way they can do it, is to have it done that way. I mean, what are they going to do? The end of an era. Benjamin Netanyahu vacated the prime minister's residence in Jerusalem. Wow. That's a month after the longtime leader was ousted from office by the formation of a new government. And it's going to be very strange, right? Because Netanyahu had been there. He's the longest serving prime minister, held office for the past 12 years, even did a stint in the 90s, and has occupied that residence since 2009. 2009. Think about that for a second. That's a long time. All right, Haiti. We talked about Haiti. This is part of odds and ends because we don't know. And gangs in Haiti, of course, they are fueled by politicians and allies, etc. And they're armed and they have a lot of power and control. And then there's been escalating gang violence, and that complicated everything, including what happened last week, the incredibly shocking, brazen, whatever, slaying, whatever adjective you want to use, of President Morsi. And Haiti's government is absolutely chaotic. It's in disarray. No parliament, no president, a dispute over who is prime minister, a very, very weak police force. Gangs are the thing. So violence is the center of what's happened in Haiti. It's shuttering schools. It's overwhelming the police. It's disrupting the efforts to fight the COVID-19 pandemic because it's awful there. And you see more people that are going to flee because of the situation that's happened in Haiti, experiencing the worst violence in years, in like maybe two decades. That's what the UN peacekeeping folks are saying, two decades. So they had all these programs that were aimed at reducing violence, and they had lots of aid come in after the earthquake, and that helped some of the problems. But now they're fueled up once again and even more emboldened because of the assassination of the prime minister. So as shocking as that, you know, as that was, it's left Haiti in chaos. All right, that's it for odds and ends. Stay with us. You're going to love our next guest. He has a tie to Ziggy Marley. He's a big fan of Bob Marley. He has some great stories, and he's an incredible artist. He's next. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested. And President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus talks on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She said she plans to step down following elections in September after more than 16 years in power. This is USA Radio News. The price of gasoline has moved up again this week. John Clemens reports.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us there's been an increase of a nickel a gallon for a national average of $3.21.
Most of this nickel comes from a recovery of gasoline margins by refiners and retailers. Oil prices had gone up last time, and we didn't get the brunt of that until now.
That national average of $3.21 is 97 cents higher from a year ago prices.
And the Pope has made his first public appearance since undergoing surgery last week. Brad Bernards has the story.
Buongiorno.
Pope Francis on Sunday made his first public appearance since major intestinal surgery last week, greeting well-wishers as he stood for 10 minutes on a hospital balcony, offering hearty thanks for the prayers for his recovery and calling health care for all a precious good.
And this is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Waters is with us, and he is so darn talented. I mean, like, I have a list of things that he's done, and I could just go through the list, the stuff where he's displayed his merchandise, his artwork. Think of Summer Olympics, one Winter Olympic, that would be Salt Lake City, one Football World Cup final involving the Reggae Boys, Jamaica's Reggae Boys, Trafalgar, think of that, Trafalgar members and what that means and traveling all parts of the world. I mean, seriously, his book is a treasure because he is a treasure with what he's been able to do and how he lights up the world with his art and just his incredible personality. And it's all about his journey, this book, and we're excited to have him on.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
Akeem Wally, the best. You're the best. So how did it all
start? I'm honored for the introduction and all of that. And at the same time, we have to ensure that we embrace our humbleness, you know? The piece of my book really come from my family's strength, the togetherness and the value, you know, that my family, you know, we really ensure that the extended family, we embrace them and we show, you know, the young generation that, you know, there is a legacy, there is a treasure that we as a people, we have it, and we ensure that we try to share it with the young ones. So, you know, when the time comes for us to go and say bye-bye, you know, the generation here, you know, they have something to hold on to so they could move, you know, positive and move strong, you know. And that is one of the main bases of my book, you know, the Akiwale journey in Jamaican reality.
Yeah, you can get that on Amazon. And so you started off, you told me a great story about learning to paint thanks to your father. But it wasn't some incredible work of art, but it was equally on display. Did you just know you had that talent once you had that first brush in your hand?
No, it's amazing, you know. As I said, I was my first, I can remember, it was my dad who, he's a builder, he's a painter, he do all the bits to keep the 13 member, including himself in the family, going. And I remember he'd take me at this place to paint curtain. That was the first time that I realized what skirting was.
I bet you did it better than I did. I just run when somebody hands me a paintbrush.
Yeah, you know, and trust me, I done a reasonable job. I think I was, you know, 18, 19. The most I would be 19 then. And I done a reasonable job. But I remember back in school, though, I was always being owned by the other student, wanted me to assist them in their drawing when it come to art class. And I remember that one thing I was focused on doing my own first. So I get my own out of the way so I could assist one and two with that. But we have to ensure that we dodge from the teacher. You know, we have to hide and do it. And I have a few, and I recall, you know, later when I meet this artist, Sir Robert Bryan. Robert Bryan, but I personally call him Sir because he's a human, you know. He's one of my mentors, and he helped me to be where I am today, you know, with my art and meeting people. And I meet him sometime, and he asks me to come and actually to make his frame, help to show me how to mix paint and all of that. And we were on the street on Trafalgar Road in Kingston. And trust me, we make really great of that. You know, so he moved on, and I started the Trafalgar Artist Collective. Yeah, I started the Trafalgar Artist Collective with one Titus Wright, God bless him soul, you know. He's gone, and he died young. But Courtney Morgan come on board, Paul Blackwood, my brother Donovan Walters, and, you know, Cedric Fletcher. And then we have a brilliant young miss that was a part of the group, Cherry Stewart. Yeah? She resides in New York now, and she's doing brilliant with her artwork in New York. Yeah? She resides in, I think, in Brooklyn.
I love that story. So from that street, from starting there, and then to seeing how big it became, I mean, wow, you've been to, you said it, you told me off the air, Japan, the Olympics, hanging out with the reggae boys. What were the reggae boys like?
Yeah, well, going to France to actually see the reggae. Firstly, I went to a pre-promotion. Yeah, this was brilliant. I went to a pre-promotion for the World Cup where they actually take us and set up us in various parts at the in England we call it the tube station. Yeah. In In New York, them call it subway.
Subway.
in Paris, they call it underground, something like that. But yeah. It was, you know, it was in Paris, and they put us as various underground stations, and we were setting up our craft, our art. We were meeting people from different parts of the world that actually dare to represent their team that qualified for the World Cup in France. And then the following year, I went now when it was actually, when it was the kickoff. And that was good. I meet people from all walks of life.
No kidding.
And we were there with our craft, with our art. It was brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, with all the amazing things you've been able to do and all the people, because you keep talking about the people and the connection, and I have that same feeling that you have. It is about the people. Is there one moment, though, that stands out where you just said, I know you're being humble, but where you just said, wow, boy, I've come a long way. Was there just one moment where
as I said, I embrace my humbleness, and I embrace because, and why? Because I don't see the next human more important than the next. You know, we are all as important as each other. You know, so I don't jump on the bandwagon where, you know, oh, that one is celebrity. Oh, that one is movie star. Because I can put it that every human being have a book inside of them. Yeah, there's a book in every one of us. But it depends if you want to take that book out or if you allow a system to suppress your book. And I do everything that I vomit out my book, and my book is out. Akiwale Journey, A Jamaican Reality.
I love that, Jamaican reality. And that's what we're talking about. I mean, your world became the reality from the street, starting there, from learning to paint, from your dad, from the things that we talked about, to all of these travels. I mean, what's next for you? I can only imagine.
There is so much, because right now I'm organizing some land space in Ghana. I'm organizing some land space in Ghana where I wanted to basically set up, you know, houses and all of that. But out of that, I wanted to continue going into the school and embrace the younger one, because they are the future. And I believe that if we are here, we must always, as I talk about the batting before, you know, when we are handing a batting, it must be clean. And I see where, you know, when they're running a relay, yeah, they ensure that when they're putting the bat into the next runner, it must be firm, clean, and unsoiled, you know. And this is what we as humans, we have to look in the generation who is coming after us, ensure that whatever we are handing down to them, across to them, it must be something that empower them, you know, and pedal them forward to go positively in this life.
Okay, you have to tell us one celebrity story, though. who's the most famous person you met?
Woo, 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 woo. I met so much people that they said, as I remember that I said, no, you is more important than the other. But I meet a lot of people. Okay, I can tell you, I've met George Foreman, yeah? Yeah, I used to go to the game with Bob Marley, yeah, to the football game.
Yeah.
Bob Marley asked some young people to leave me once. Yeah, they were asking me, don't stand around Bob Marley. Bob Marley said, leave him and make him stay. Yeah? And it's ironic that I was on a tour with Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers in Ireland. And one of the promoter, one of the person who is touring, actually traveling with Ziggy, came around to me and said to me that you're not going to be able to set up your craft here this evening. You're not going to be able to set up at the venue. You know? And I said, go and go talk to the man there, man. Go and go talk to the man there. And when he went and he spoke to Ziggy, Ziggy said, leave the man there alone.
Wow. Wow.
And Ziggy didn't know that his dad asked another person back in the days as a young man going to the football game at the National Stadium to just leave me. Because he told him, move from around Bob Marley, man. Move from here. And Bob Marley said, leave the youth there, man. Make the youth them stay.
Wow. That's a great story. That's the perfect place to end this because you got all kinds of stories in your books. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You are the best. Akiwali, the best. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Keith, and thank you for having me.
Delaney, we have Ashley Cantano with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nichols joins us now. She is in Russia, and she's written a book called Overpower that we're going to talk about that I think is, and I think she does too, based on what we talked about off the air, is more significant now than ever, which is the brilliant part of having this conversation now is perfect time for this. But Beverly, before we dive into that, you got to tell us about Russia. First of all, how did you end up in Russia, and what's it like?
Well, I came here on Valentine's Day of 1992, I moved here to live, and that was right after the Soviet Union fell. And I came here to work with the church because Russia's former Soviet Union had opened up to missions work, and they were pretty much open to anything. And it was a wonderful time of freedom. And when I came here, though, it had union. Everything had fallen apart. It was broken down. Nothing worked. But in the summer of 1993, they started rapid westernization and cleaning things up. And now it's a beautiful European city.
Nice. So you write the book Overpower. What was the road to writing it? Why did you write the book?
Well, I wrote the book really as practice because I wanted to start writing novels. And so I thought it would just be a learning exercise. And then I wrote it, and people started telling me, you have to publish it. I wasn't going to publish it. They said, we can't just write it and not publish it. You have to publish it and let us read it. And really, I was, you know, you got to write about something. They say, write about what you know. So I started writing about just what was going on with me. And I was learning about what is called conspiracy theories. I was delving into those. And mother had a stroke and was paralyzed and had been put in a nursing home. So all of that together was going on when I wrote it.
So you write the book and you develop these characters. Tell us about the book. Tell us about the novel.
Well, I didn't have an outline or anything. I just sort of let it happen as it went along, pulling all of that stuff together. And I would say, an important theme in this book is just regular people understanding that they're not helpless and they're not powerless, and being empowered to understand that they can step up and do something and make a difference. And the setting is a small community in Central Ohio.
Ah, who's your favorite character? Do you have one in the book?
I think probably there's a young man named Julian, and he's in a church system, but he's not taken seriously, but he really has a pure heart and a love for the Word of God and for people and for prayer. And, in the course of this book, we see him change from just being very shy and subservient to stepping up to the plate and being empowered and strengthened and starting to emerge as a leader.
And again, the book is called Overpower. We're speaking with Beverly Nichols. She's in Russia, and you can pick up the book on Amazon. So, Beverly, what do you hope people take away from reading the book?
There's an important the character dealing with unforgiveness and allowing it to become bitterness, which will poison anyone's soul and even harm the people around you. And there's a visiting minister that comes to town, and he has insight. He sees through it, helps her to get free, and it turns her life around.
Wow. I think that says it all. Absolutely. Beverly Nichols, Overpower, such an interesting story. And like I said, it's easy to get. You can get it on Amazon. Thanks for joining us. So once again, what a great book by Beverly Nichols, Overpower. I'm serious. This is a book that you can get lost in. And she's a very good writer. You know, she talked about Ohio. She talked about Josh Victor is this MIT graduate who's headed to Godsfield, Ohio. And you can see all this when you go to Amazon, a little preview of the book, but on this adventure to help a woman he hasn't met and, you know, hoping he's going to be useful to try to win back America. So you got to think about where America is in this book. And it is kind of scary to think of in dire straits, as she talks about it and really flushes that out. You've got food scarcity, disease is
all over the place, widespread. Unemployment is sky high. So what happens next when Josh gets to Joan Darcy's home a couple of days later? What happens? What is the challenge? And then how does he come out on the other side, and what happens throughout this book? Fascinating stuff. And she's an interesting lady. We had a chance to talk a little bit about Russia, and think about that. How cool is that? I mean, we interviewed her she was in Russia. And that's the beauty of technology, right? So according to the statistics, the Russian-American population is about 3.13 million. And, of course, numbers can fluctuate. We know that. But what's so interesting is this phenomenon that I started to look at after talking to Beverly. And it, you know, Russia is one of those places. It's such a curiosity for so many. But the term that they use is American Russian, and it means a U.S. citizen who is willingly gone, you know, to Russia to live long term there. So there's this other side of it where you have Americans that are doing all kinds of things in Russia. You know, sometimes when we think about Russia, and I guess there was a big splash with Russia because of, you know, what happened with Ed Snowden. But, you know, almost everyone in the U.S. has met, they say, and I read this in Russia Insider, or they know of at least one so-called Russian-American. Since the downfall of the Soviet Union, you've got these, what they call hyphenated people, citizens, that are in big cities and small towns. And because of Beverly, which is, again, so fascinating. So not just about her book, which is really terrific and is a well-written story, but she made me think about this, the whole idea of living in Russia and, you know, what's that like, and what's it like to live there and see really a whole another side of life. And that's, of course, anybody living in any country. But again, it's that phenomenon to be able to see, to be living and working and be in Russia, which we know to be, look, a beautiful country. If you look from end to end and you do any kind of research, it is a place that is really, really intriguing. And I think many of us saw that during the Olympics, you know, again, areas that we hadn't seen or places that we hadn't thought about besides the obvious tourist places. So once again, bringing it back to Beverly's book, the book is called Overpower, and it's incredibly intriguing, and it makes sense after spending a little bit of time with her where she comes from and, you know, what happens to Josh and what he does and really the futility he feels in the beginning of his journey and how he comes out on the other side. I don't want to give away too many details because I want you to read it. So if you read it, you'll be able to get lost in it like I did. It was, you know, I say that I have limited time. So when I find a book that's good that I can read in between what I'm doing, whether it's getting on a plane, being in the studio waiting for connections, I mean, this is one of those books that kept me up late. So, again, check it out on Amazon. Overpower is the name. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes,
and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.